Buffalo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, killing at least 10 people and wounding three others. Police have detained the suspect, identified as 18-year-old Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York. He has been arraigned on first-degree murder charges.
The FBI is working this case jointly with our partners, with the Buffalo PD and our other federal, state, and local partners. We are investigating this incident as both a hate crime and a case of racially motivated violent extremism.
Stephen Belongia, special agent in charge of the FBI's Buffalo field office. 11 of the victims are black and two are white. Following the leak of the Supreme Court draft opinion that supports overturning Roe versus Wade, pro-choice demonstrators protesting in cities across the U.S. Saturday. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more from Washington, D.C.
Protesters marched about a mile and a half from the National Mall up Constitution Avenue here to the Supreme Court. Fences for the first time in the 233-year history of the court.
Protests also taking place outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. Former President Trump, at an American Freedom Tour rally in Austin, Texas, Saturday, denouncing the Biden administration's policies.
Call me conservative. Call me liberal. I want a border. I want voter ID. I want low taxes. Call me liberal. Call me anything you want. But when you think about it, most of it's common sense.
North Korea confirming Sunday that 15 more people have died from COVID-19, bringing their total number of COVID deaths to 42. The country instituted a nationwide lockdown Thursday. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Police searching for an escaped inmate charged with capital murder in Texas. Gonzalo Lopez removing his restraints and stabbing a bus driver while being transported this week near Centerville. Residents of the town say they are prepared if they encounter the escapee.
We're locked and loaded. I mean, that's who we are. I mean, we protect our neighbors.
It's just crazy. Everybody's pretty much armed and ready to go.
Prison officials saying Lopez was found guilty of killing a man with a pickaxe. Inflation in the U.S. at its highest in close to 40 years. Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady with the report from Los Angeles, California.
This week, we saw new inflation data with April's Consumer Price Index out. The 8.3% year-over-year number was worse than expected, spurring a wave of recessionary fears, leading the way shelter, new vehicles, airline tickets. 9.4%, the largest increase for food prices in over 40 years. Eggs up 22.6%, bacon up 17.7%, and coffee increasing 13.5%. On top of soaring prices at the grocery store, empty shelves are just as big of a challenge.
GOP Congressman Madison Cawthorn facing some stiff competition in North Carolina's primary elections Tuesday.
Madison Cawthorn is really fighting for his political life as he runs for re-election in North Carolina's 11th district, and he's doing so without the support of top Republicans. Tom Tillis and other North Carolina Republicans who are throwing their support behind North Carolina State Senator Chuck Edwards, a businessman who's running on his ability to be a level-headed legislator. Cawthorn, who up until recently had the support of former President Trump, has angered Republican elders in North Carolina and in Washington, D.C. after a series of social media blunders, at least two gun-related incidents at airports.
Fox's Charles Watson in Lincolnton, North Carolina. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.